Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Dala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Macarena. Dala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Dala tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Macarena.
Now don't you worry about my boyfriend, the boy.
We start with breaking news out of Washington, D.C., where six Capitol Police officers have been injured amid a chaotic protest tonight. This is happening outside of the DNC headquarters. Demonstrators were there calling for a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. At one point, Capitol Police started pushing people back, saying the protest had taken a violent turn. It's not clear right now what led up to that point.
One protester was arrested for assaulting a police officer. The six Capitol Police officers injured were treated for injuries ranging from minor cuts to being punched. Several members of Congress were inside the building at the time and had to be evacuated, including Representative Sean Casten of Illinois. He tweeted tonight that Americans have a right to assemble and protest, but to respect local police orders.
Watch breaking news on YouTube. Subscribe to ABC 7 Chicago Eyewitness News.
Hey, welcome back to Inside Four Walls. I'm, of course, your host, James Madison, and I wanted to record this topic a little bit sooner, but, you know, time gets away from you. But this episode, right, it's about a very important topic. Something we're going to definitely be covering and uploading footage post-incident of, if it happens. I fear a repeat of the chaotic 1968 riots when Dems returned to Chicago for their summer convention. Bill Clinton, guru James Carville, grave warning over far-left agitators who threatened to tear the party to shreds. From, published originally March 7th. So, again, I was going to record this sooner. A lot of the newer articles I pulled up, it's more or less just the same. We have this article, a couple of articles to get into, just so you see people from left, right, and center are all talking about this exact topic. Because over the Hamas, Gaza thing, Ukraine, Israel, and for a lot of these far leftists, running Joe Biden, period. There's a very goofy, small faction out there that seems to think Joe Biden should have, like, stepped down for Cornell to step up. Wow, to quote the great Eminem. Look at these circuses, look at these clowns in town while I'm about to shut the shit down. Not really. I'm actually going to sit back with a big bowl of popcorn. You know, the Dune popcorn buckets. You know, the kind of popcorn buckets. Yeah. Anyway, I hate myself. Let's get into it. By James Carville of... Oh, yeah. This article, should have said that earlier. This article is written in Chicago. And there's been people trying to get, permits and trying to get... Let's get into it. James Carville is a veteran political consultant who sent Bill Clinton successful in 1990. How ironic that Democrats in 2024... Got to level his dyslexia. Nearly six decades ago, delegates were gathered inside the International Amphitheater in the Windy City to nominate Herbert Humphrey. There's this great writer out there. He's the former comedic columnist for the Miami Herald. His name is Dave Barry. He has a lot of hilarious writings from the early and late 90s about Hubert Humphrey. Hubert Humphrey, as he says it. God, go read Boogers on My Beat. It's one of my favorite books. I read it when I was a little kid, and it's the only book I actually bought on Audible too. My favorite book of all time. Moving on. Some jokes. Occasional jokes. Amphitheater, Windy City. Tens of thousands of anti-Vietnam demonstrators were met by more than 2,000 police and National Guardsmen. And now, mind you, the Guardsmen today and the police officers, defunded. A lot of them are stripped. And the legal system in Chicago protects the rioters and the protesters. So, protesters. Anyway, so these rioters are in a much better standing now than they were back then, because they've gained so much traction with the far progressive left that they've managed to neuter the city and the state's ability to protect itself. Shout out to my family in Rockford, who, oh man, are y'all going on vacation anytime soon? I got a good couple days for you to get out of town, just saying, because Rockford ain't that fucking far. It's far enough, but like, shit, like I can't sit here and act like I know shit about Chicago. I'm only familiar with the Rockford, Illinois region, which is like a suburb off. It's like the more run-down chunk of like Chicago Section 8 area. So the only part of that chunk of, I don't know, I guess they call themselves a suburb. I don't know. That's the only part I'm familiar with. Continuing on. I remember watching it all. I beg your pardon. As a 23-year-old, fresh out of the Marine Corps. All jokes aside, thank you for your service. The war was as real as it could get for me. Yeah, you know, after America false flagged itself into invading a country with the false public narrative of, we're gonna end a communist. Right. Yeah, totally a successful war, by the way, as we fled from the embassy with our tail between our legs and our dicks tucked up our ass. Yeah, great. Can't you tell, I'm so pro-Vietnam. Tear gas was fired into the crowds. Officers indiscriminately beat protesters. Hundreds were sent to the hospitals, and even more were injured. Keep in mind, we're not too far. We're only a few years. We're about two decades away from the Kent State shooting under Nixon. So remember, protesters used to get fucked up. Protesters used to get killed back in the day. Nowadays, protesters are likely to kill you. And the police will protect them while they do it. Shout out to Portland. Shout out to Washington State. Shout out to California. Shout out to fucking New York. And of course, Illinois. Oof. Television cameras captured it all, communicating to the Americans at home that the disorder that they feared was worse than it seemed. I'm not predicting that Chicago streets will again erupt into violence, but if tensions in the Democrat Party continue to build over the ongoing Israel-Gaza war, the disconnected are going to seek an outlet. An outlet value. I think he meant to say venue. And their numbers may be overwhelming. In Michigan, Democratic primary, 100,000 voters cast ballots for uncommitted. Yes, they did. Instead of President Joe Biden, along with the students in Ann Arbor. Fuck Ann Arbor. You bunch of commie pussies. I don't like Ann Arbor. I've talked about Ann Arbor a bunch of times. I spent too much time living too close to that fucking place. Fuck Ann Arbor. The only thing I'll give Ann Arbor is two things. One, you have the pink elephant. You have the blind elephant, and you have 8-Ball. Okay. I'll give you that. You used to have good time, Charlie. Kind of fucked up. Now, Alley Bar used to be okay, but now it's just a fucking regular-ass bar now. Used to be like a towny thing. Not anybody goes there. You've been so consumed by your fucking watered-down, second-hand California, San Francisco-esque values that your entire city fucking sucks. And it was all started because Ann Arbor wanted to try and overcompensate for a KKK rally that took place in the 60s, which got a little out of hand. In all honesty, when you go back and look at it, it got out of hand because leftist college students violently attacked the Democrat KKK, who were doing their, like, yearly march through Ann Arbor. It was a thing. Fact check, man. That's your homework for the day. Ann Arbor and the KKK riots in the 60s and 70s. And then Ann Arbor, like, way overcorrected, and some chick killed herself by jumping off the water tower. It was a whole thing. It was a whole fucking ordeal. Ann Arbor fucking sucks. And all the beautiful, gorgeous brick buildings and brick streets have been smashed and torn down as they build glass monolith after glass fucking monolith building with no fucking distinctive characteristics of any fucking kind whatsoever. Just a glass fucking building. By the way, Ann Arbor, your city filled with leftists that like to riot occasionally. Also, you get, you know, fucking Ohio college students who come in for the fucking college game and they smash your city. Yeah, let's just keep replacing all the brick and mortar with fucking glass. Because, yeah, great fucking thinking. Oh, and by the way, let's add about 1.5 billion fucking bike lanes. Why don't we? Yeah. Everything's a fucking one way. All streets are one ways. Meanwhile, there's a 9-lane bicycle fucking lane. This can fit like fucking 18 Priuses and 37 billion bicyclists. And effectively, the cars have to drive on a thing the size of a goddamn sidewalk. I fucking hate Ann Arbor. Hate it. Every fiber of my fucking being hates that goddamn city. And U of M fucking sucks. Fuck the Wolverines. Fuck your fucking Muslim Brotherhood money. Fuck all that bullshit. And your fucking hardcore DEI bullshit. And also U of M be like, oh, well, we don't care about affirmative action being overthrown in the court. We'll still find a way to do it. Go fuck yourself. Hillsdale gang for life. Let's get back into the story. I fucking hate it. continuing on. Anyway. And along with Arab American communities in Dearborn and Hamtramck. You know what's really funny about Dearborn? It's known for two things. Muslims and its fucking pork products. Dearborn Deli, huh? All pork sausages, all that good pork chop product. And Muslims. Okay. Get you on. And Hamtramck. Dearborn's backyard. And college students in Ann Arbor. Black voters are upset over the carnage in Gaza. Black dudes who want to fuck fat white bitches are upset about it. And progressive leftists are upset about it. I'm telling you, man, most brothers don't give a fuck. Last weekend, First Lady Jill Biden was, though there is a running beef between large chunks of black Americans and Jews in Israel, either from like the Black Hebrew Israelite crowd, there's a lot there. Moving on. Last weekend, First Lady Jill Biden was heckled at a campaign stop in Arizona. Quote, it's genocide, Jill! Genocide, Jill! Oh, that's not good for a doctor. Literature. Yelled one demonstrator, quote, you and your husband support the genocide of the Palestinian people! Another shot. By the way, a couple of jobs I work with, I have these obnoxious leftists, and I'm just waiting for them to say something about it, about the election, so I can be like, oh yeah, I'm voting for Trump. What, am I supposed to vote for Genocide Joe? And just watch them slunk away. Passive cucks. Another shouted. Any pictures of the riot right here. Yep. Jesus Christ. Isn't that just the yellow bastard from Sin City next to Bill Clinton? Oh, sorry. No, that's Ron Howard. My apologies. This is a bad article. I should be such a dick to you. You should be fucking neo-wig. Certainly America's far left, but it is nice to hear people actually talking about the far left for a change in media. Usually the far left's talked about, it's like in reference to like an individual group, not as a blanket term, where they would always blanketly call it groups far right. Moving on. America's far left, for which it holds a very low opinion, is mobilized by the war. And they'll undoubtedly seek to exploit the unrest it creates, foolishly believing the turmoil advances their cause. But the deep unease over this conflict, pardon me, extends far beyond the rank and file. And here's the thing about that. Just like we saw with BLM and a lot of these other leftist causes, once the violence and the rise in the looting started, approval of the average American tanked. Now, BLM is perpetually on the cusp of bankruptcy, with their public favor so fucking low, something we've covered in depth on this show before. If I remember to, I'll leave a link to this in the description below. But yeah, right up here. BLM recorded a $9 million deficit, facing bankruptcy, while top BLM execs still make millions and get that funds. This was originally published 10 months ago. That just seems so wild for me to think. But, May 26th, 2023. All right. So let's get back into the article. It would be a grave mistake for Democrats to ignore that. It's increasingly clear that if Biden wins a second term, that fucking chance, homie. I don't know if they can make printers that go burr hard enough. Still, get out and vote. Even if it's not for Trump or Biden, I don't give a fuck. Get out there and just do it right and vote for yourself, man. Feel your ego a little bit, baby. You fucking earned it. You know, you've been dealing with a lot of psyops and billions of dollars worth of propaganda that's been thrown at you that ain't worked. Maybe you should run for ballot, baby. Hey, put yourself on that bitch. Hey, you got it. You got it. Hey, you do you, boo. It's increasingly clear that if Biden wins the second term, it won't be with a duplication of his 2020 coalition. A winning alliance for Democrats in 2024 will be older and whiter. Not only that, you have a lot of, like, the deep funding from, like, very wealthy Jews. Let's not think too hard about where they got their money from. Are pulling out because of the whole Israel-Hamas thing. And not only that, you have, like, the other side of that, of, like, these wealthy, you know, Democrat donors who are pro-Hamas and pro-Palestine. And you have, like, these WEF groups, these George Soros types, who normally would back Biden really hard, but they also like to back these terrorist organizations that killed the West. So here you're sitting, you know, you're Joe Biden, you fucked every one of your... Joe Biden is literally the Bud Light president. Just like how Bud Light destroyed their standing with the gay community, the right, the left, every community imaginable, Joe Biden's really that group, right? Basically, if you see somebody drinking a Bud Light, that's like the percentage of fucking Biden voters. Be a little hyperbolic, but you get the idea. Enthusiasm among Democrat voters is in the toilet, and I've been talking about this for months, dog. Seeing it read here in print is fucking amazing. Because, again, I've been telling these stories for a while. I get MAGA confessionals at work because I'm a loud motherfucker. Like, I got my... That's downstairs, but I got a thermos, man. It's got all kinds of stuff. It's got, like, the Don't Tread on Me snake, Guns of America sticker. It's also got, like, the, you know, the Don't Tread on Me shit. You know, all kinds of fun little stickers like that. Very clearly... You know, I'm wearing my thing. I got, like, denim vest, denim jackets covered in patches. No commies, anti-Antifa, you know, Ugaloo-type patches on some of them. I'm not going to elaborate. You know, it's like, hey, right? I also get a lot of people come and they start shit. Or they'll come up and talk to me like, man, why do you like Trump? And then we'll talk to you like, yeah, I'm going to vote for Biden. Man, he's done this. I don't like it. He's done this. I don't like it. He's done that. I don't like it. I can't vote for him. I don't know who I'm going to vote for. I'm probably going to vote for RFK. Or, you know, you get, like, these weird types. Or you're like, I can't vote for Joe Biden. I can't vote for RFK because he's the vaccine. He's against the vaccine. And it's like, wow. I can't. You're a unicorn at this point, dog. But, you know, do me a favor. If you think that way, keep getting them boosters. It will only help us all. Right? You're protecting us from your continued stupidity. But let's continue. Particularly black males. Again, something I've been talking about for a while. Support amongst black Americans, particularly black males, and those under 30 years old, is nowhere near where it needs to be. Again, this is, you're observing something I've been talking about for about 2 years, buddy. Yeah. And by the way, when Trump got his mugshots, I told the story about two people I know. They're gas station attendants. I go up to the gas station here all the time. You know, I do a lot of, like, late night recordings. So, you know, you pop into the gas station, buy two of the monsters. But lately, it's been two of those 5-hour energy drinks. The big energy can ones are really fucking good. They're 2 for $5, the old monster can prices. Nice. Then you get buy two, get one free. So it's like 2 for $5 and a free one. $3 for $5 and whatever tax deposit is. Nice. But like 2 years ago almost, they were like, man, you really think Trump's not like not in with them, dog? Man. Now, if Trump really was an outsider, dog, they'd be going after him. They'd put him in jail, bro. They'd be arresting his ass. He'd have mugshots and shit, dog. He be Kangs and shit, dog. But he ain't Kangs and shit, is he, dog? It's like, all right, bro. And you're talking like, how do you mean he's not being targeted? You know, they're going after him. They raided his home, X, Y, and Z. Then the mugshot happened. All of a sudden, dog, all these black folk I know who were saying that tune, especially those two dudes who work at that gas station who were saying this shit, I go in the day after it's announced. They looked at me. One of them said it. He goes, damn, dog, you was right. I was like, what do you mean? He goes, dog, I saw the news, bro. They mugshot his ass. And you see what he did? I'm like, yeah, he went and started selling t-shirts and shit. Had a big old dinner after he got arrested, after he got those mugshots taken. Raised like $3 million in 2 hours at a dinner. And made like a couple hundred million off of t-shirts and shit. That guy was like, yeah, what a fucking G. I was like, hell yeah, fuck yeah, dog. And went from there. And now I'm looking around. I see more and more black folk fucking repping some open MAGA gear. And I've been saying this for a long time. The average black American is a default conservative, but the most disenfranchised voters in America are the black demographic. Shout out to Lyndon B. Johnson. You'll have what? Hey, Lyndon. Hey, LBJ, two questions. One, how many boys did you kill today? And second, You'll have what group disenfranchised or voting Democrat for 200 years? What was that magic word in there, you fucking fat cock prick? Yeah. So, once you get the black vote, black voters, like, up and moving, I don't know a single black person, other than, like, the one surrounded by white bitches, who's supporting Joe Biden. Every black person I know, like, that I personally know that I'd be hanging out with, maybe that's the core value there, right? I'd be hanging out with, is on the Trump train. Or if they weren't on the Trump train, they were fucking against Biden. Either they'd talk about shit like the Tuskegee experiment or any of that stuff. They'd be like, nah, I know what the fuck they did back then. You know, hey, I remember this. I remember hearing about this. Yo, my grandfather told me this. I saw that video when I was a kid. I saw Bill Clinton come on TV and apologize for this. I couldn't believe they did that. Hey, yo, bro, did you hear that song from Goody Mob called Cell Therapy where they talk about, like, the feds screaming outside your window and all the shit they did with the air, with like, the Tuskegee experiments and MK Ultra and all the shit they did in Atlanta, Georgia? Yeah, like, these are conversations I'd be having with all these homies, and it's like, And then they do this shit with Trump, and he's like, oh, shit, hold on. Then you get people like Ice Cube coming out, right? Now, you put Lil Nas X can endorse whoever the fuck he wants. It's not gonna make much of a difference. Old black heads ain't listening to him. Old heads, bottom line, ain't listening to him. Now, somebody like Ice Cube, then I goes, yeah, I'm working with Trump on this thing called the Platinum Plan. I was gonna do X, Y, and Z for the black votes in America. Oh, shit, all right, I'm down. The give me that, I hate to say it, that's how you get a lot of, like, the non-active black voters to vote. The give me that, I hate it, I hate it. I know a lot of black folks are like, I'm voting for Trump because he gave me that stimmy. Like, oh, I hate that thinking. I hate that, but all right. You ain't getting a fucking another stimulus check, bitch, but if it gets you to vote. Oh, you know what I mean? He gave me that Obama money. Remember the Obama phone? That Trump stimmy is the new Obama phone. I hate it. I hated that so much. But you get the idea. Let's move on. 4 more months of war is only going to make for more challenging times in Chicago. And the White House knows it. No wonder that before the Michigan primary, the President Joe Biden said, former Vice President Joe Biden, respect the office, said he thought a ceasefire was imminent. Oh, yeah, no, he said some shit. There was no proof to that. There was no backing to that. BBN killing kids Yahoo came out and goes, hey, Joe, shut the fuck up. I'm not stopping. And you can't make me. And we're done talking. Which basically held negotiations for another 6 months, potentially. Way to go, Joe. Oh, hold on. Don't know why everyone wants to text me now. But everyone wants to send me a bunch of text messages. Moving on. No wonder. Ceasefire was imminent, even though he may have been the only person to believe so. Maybe it was it was dementia talk. You heard the word ceasefire a lot and just said some shit. During the president's impromptu White House news conference last month, following special counsel Robert Hur's report, the president walked away from the podium, only to turn on his heels and take one more question about Gaza. Is this the clip? No, this would be the Joe Biden clip, but let's watch this one real quick, and I'll find the Joe Biden clip for you. What the fuck? Hold on. So sorry. I'm a 26-year-old boomer. Forgive me.
Okay. Yeah, what are you doing if I were to call back?
Ah, yes. The wrath of the awakened Saxon. Hey! That's the face Jill made when Joe said, let's go Brandon! This is the exact same face, actually. Did you hear how sad that sounded? They went, 4 more years. All sad and shit. Alright, here we go.
You inspire it. I want you all, the LGBTQ Americans, to know the Biden-Harris administration has your back. I don't know who's hollering down there, but I can't hear you. Well, look. I can't hear her. What's she saying? thank you. Whatever you're saying, I'm gonna say, I can't hear you.
You know what Joe Biden thinking right now?
Where am I here? What are they yelling? Where am I? Who's Joe Biden? Chocolate chip. I miss taking a shower with my daughter, but she's not a little girl. Maybe I should have spent more time with Hunter. Only time I touched that boy was push him out of the way of his sister so I could get to her easier. It smells like somebody shit themselves. Who's Joe Biden?
That's what Joe Biden's thinking right now. That's what's going on in his fucking head. Hey, smooth brains. No bumps or ridges. All thoughts roll off like a water slide. Ain't shit up there.
Look, I've been labeled the most. Oh, I get it.
Okay, there's some energy there.
I'm not sure that's a good thing. No, I'm only joking. Look.
Ooh! Oh! Hell yeah. Look, there's only two ways to look at that one. Joe Biden's either, there you go, 4 more years. He goes, I don't know if that's a good thing. Yeah, me neither, Joe. Or the bitch yelling, ceasefire now! Ceasefire now! The people that broke the ceasefire need a ceasefire! Because they're getting their shit stomped. Fuck both those sides. I don't give a fuck about either team you're on. I don't fuck your team. Israel, Gaza. Doesn't sound like America to me. I don't give a fuck about either of them. Wipe each other out for all I fucking care. Look, I know I have a small audience in Israel. It's nothing personal against you. I just personally hate funding your fucking country so much. And if we can't have a border, why the fuck should we protect yours? No offense. Just tell your president to keep the fight up to himself and leave us the fuck out of it. And I'll do the same with my president. Caprize. Yep, crazy. Cool. And hey, look, here's a couple shekels for you. Put them in your kappa. Have a good day. Those are anti-abortion pins. Moving on. But yeah, this chick yelling, ceasefire now. Joe Biden goes, I don't know, that's a good thing. Oh, boy. On Sunday, Vice President Kamala Harris demanded an immediate ceasefire in Gaza in her most direct rebuke of the Israel government to date. In her most direct statement in her entire time as VP. Quote, people in Gaza are starving. The conditions are inhumane and our common humanity compels us to act. I don't think it's that compelling. To be honest, I'm kind of bored with it. She said, while standing in front of Edmund Pettus Bridge of Selma, Alabama. Oh yeah, Selma, known for their equality and their long history of acceptance. Where state troopers brutally beat civil rights marchers nearly 60 years ago. I thought that was them. Wasn't sure. And on Monday, Harris met at the White House with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, cue Kanye with the net and the glasses of Yoo-hoo, Benjamin Yahoo's chief political rival. He's also, like, I don't know much about him, but I guess he's running, like, a populist-type campaign. I don't know much about him. Anyone want to send me information on the guy, let me know. Now there's no question that the GOP faces even stiffer headwinds than Democrats. We don't. In 2024, yeah, we don't. Republicans have hardly won anywhere since the Supreme Court overturned Dobbs v. Jackson's Women's Health Organization rule. The Constitution does not guarantee women's right to abortion. Yeah, that's a lot of cope, too. That's not true at all. Constitutional carry has rapidly expanded since then, too. Joe Biden's multiple investigations, tons of confirmations we've gotten. God, there's been, like, runoff elections and shit we've won. And also, no discernible victories? How about Joe Biden constantly almost getting outshadowed by uncommitted or the or the just brutal stomping that has Trump leading Biden in all these fucking polls. So I'm just, what do you mean, no discernible victories? That sounds like leftist cope to me, dog. I'm just saying. But all right, yeah, totally. No discernible victories. There's another thing we got recently from the Supreme Court. Something about states and ballots and Colorado and Trump that affects all 50 states. Just a little thing about that, it just escapes me for no fucking reason. The Constitution does not guarantee a woman's right to abortion. It never did. But regardless, it would be an incredible folly for Democrats to dismiss the size of their political problem. Well, your problem's twofold. Half your party, and the other half, your other problem is literally the guy you got running for your party with the person behind her. Like, And by the way, Kamala's guy who does it as an act, right? Like, come on. This bitch was kind of coherent before, and now she's just, Joe, we did it. With all these, like, basic little retarded comments and shit. Like, bitch, what happened to your brain? My other big concern, which I'm very vocal about, is President Biden's age. Bing, 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 bing. That's one of the biggest problems you got. Mainly because it's affecting his brain. The administration can potentially make the situation in the Middle East better by reining in the Israelis or sending more humanitarian aid to Gaza, but there's no reducing the number of candles on President Biden's birthday cake. That's the way of putting it. I've been around for a long time, and all of this together tells me that we are going to be in some very unpredictable moments in this election. I don't know exactly what they're going to be, but I promise you, they're coming. Perhaps it's Chicago, and Democrats are running out of time to do something about it. I have more information coming out about this today. I'm just not going to make it all in this one episode because I don't want to hold you guys up for much longer than that. So let's get down here to the comments. Where do the fucking comments go? Okay, here we go. A fun woman says, the anti-war protests of the Vietnam War era directly affected Americans because our soldiers were fighting and dying in a war that many did not support. That is what fueled the protest. The Gaza situation is completely different. It's only the Muslims that are enraged. That's not true. Yeah, it's not true. There are tons of people on the left. Most of the left is actually really worked up about it. Meanwhile, maybe half the right has its brain on properly, saying, figure it out. We got our own problems to deal with. Sorry, Israel, you got this, right? You're a big boy. You don't need our help. Though I will give you this credit. With the drafting and everything going on during Vietnam, there was a much more pressing fear because Americans were being drafted and you didn't know what day your boyfriend, your brother, your uncle, your cousin, your teacher, your boss, your coworker, your friend from church, your friend from school, doesn't matter where. Could be drafted, vanish, go to war, and never come back. And if they don't go, they get arrested at prison. You still don't see them again. So, I mean, you see them eventually when they get out of prison. You don't. So no, there was a real pressing concern that that's just not here. And in fact, I would say the demands for a ceasefire and or the demands for funding for either side, I think both demands fervently are rapidly escalating this towards America's involvement, which would result in that. Same thing with Ukraine and Israel. There's already American troops on the ground. Joe Biden can say, well, there's no American troops. They are federal agents. A lot of them are federal enforcers and part of federal enforcement. Some of them are part of intelligence committees and a lot of them are retired or off duty servicemen who are over there right now. So whether you send them or not, there are American boots on the ground. So, you know, I can agree that they are different, but at the same time, I think by fueling either side of this argument, you're actually going to push us into either calling for a ceasefire or calling for funding for either side. There's no way out of this that doesn't result in a war other than just saying America doesn't care. Sorry, it sucks to be Israel, figure it out. You'll see. Bye. From Avon, United States. When you have such a varied group of individuals all under one umbrella, this is bound to happen. Again, it happens with the right, too. The right's just more unified on this one, because a lot of the people who came to the right under the first Trump administration and under the Biden administration were libertarians, independents, and, like, non-batch insane, more centrist-leaning voters. More left- or right-lean centrist-ish speaking. All went to the right because of Trump and policies, or because of Biden and his policies. The people who didn't move over are kind of the batshit handful of people. Old fogies on the left watching CNN, old fogies on the left watching MSNBC, who are also getting wildly different worldviews from those two networks, by the way. Wildly different. But they both think they're good media because they're left media and they're legacy media. So you got these old fogies watching that, old fogies watching CBS, right? And they're getting a different type of corporate approved leftist talking point. Then you have the younger crowd watching people like Sam Sear, watching people like, well, that's his name. Can't think of it right now. He's the brain-broken version of Jordan Peterson. Sam Harris. Right? So they're watching that, watching Bosch, or they're watching Keffels, or those people destroy themselves. They're watching Destiny. They're watching ContraPoints. They're watching any number of these leftist talking points. Phil DeFranco. You know. Any one of these people. You should watch them, too, as people on the center or on the right, so you know what the other side is getting. Because you want to be able to maintain the ability to roughly explain what the opposition's views are to them. And accurately to them. It really rips away their ability to say, well, you just don't understand. Because when you can clearly express it, you understand it, and you still disagree with it, they'll do one or two things. Frustrate them, and they vanish. Or, maybe, just maybe, they'll listen to you. So I think the issue with the left is it's full of people who lack the ability to observe, to notice, and to take in common sense of their surroundings. People who want to mutilate their bodies, people who are on all kinds of drugs, people who are not reformed felons, illegal immigrants, children of illegal immigrants who were born here, and old boomers that just don't know better. And they're just in the dichotomy of the 60s. So. Any number of that. But the left is a mix of misinformed and aging out. And that's the division you have. You have all these old, like, look, my prime example before I wrap it up, I'll show you this clip right up here. Actually kind of explained it. Well, it's gone now, but the one where all the ladies are yanking and grabbing that woman while she talks to Joe. Or I guess while she talks to Jill. You get the idea. All those old folks are reaching out, grabbing her, yanking her hair, yanking her shirt, yanking her sweater. They hate. And my generation, we're not going to tolerate random old fuckers grabbing us, telling us to knock it off. I've been at rallies when I'm there as, like, not a camera guy or not really when I work at rallies or events, just for myself or for my own content, and I can do a lot more of my own kind of shit. I have flipped, like, when I was in Washington, D.C. for the Defeat the Mandate in American Homecoming. With Robert Malone, Peter Navarro, Peter McCullough, and RFK speaking, all those guys, they had fucking snipers all over that bitch. Little red lasers. Watch my footage. You see little red dots slide over my lens occasionally. It fucks up the visual quality for minutes on end because the thing has to, like, unfuzz itself. It happens a few times. I flip off. It's off camera, but I flip off the sniper, right? Because I see the thing go over my lens and the screen gets, you know, red then black and then goes back to normal. So I flip it off. Some old fucking cunt smacked my arm really hard and I turned around and shoved him. And I just went back to what I was doing. Everyone around, I didn't even wait to see what he was going to do. People around him said, hey, drop it. Drop it. You shouldn't have touched him. The guy went, fah! He turned around and he goes, I want to leave. He gave me it through a few feet through the crowd that was all compacted, and I heard him say, I can't fucking go anywhere! But he was, like, a couple, like, 2 yards further away from me in the crowd, and the crowd was getting compacted anyway. Fuck that old bastard. My point being, we're not gonna tolerate the older crowd telling us to do. Now, on the right, there's a little bit more of a respect towards the elderly, but there's still that, okay, boomer say shit. Okay, Gen X is a little fucking off. Okay, millennials are retarded. Millennials are fucking stupid and broken people. Got it. But we'll at least listen to people who were here before us a little bit, even if we listen and then choose to disregard their advice. Not always, but there tends to be more of a tendency of that on the right. That's why you see so many people on the left complain about the fact of, like, oh, well, you know, Gen Z the Gen Z men are more conservative. They're like their grandparents. They're similar to their grandparents. Not their parents. They're going conservative. Well, a lot of it has to do with millennials and Gen X lefty people being incompetent and losing custody of their kids through one mean or another. So kids are being raised by their grandparents who saw how they fucking failed with their kids, and they're fixing the mistakes they made with their grandkid. And that is creating more conservative people, because the people who were largely Democrats in the 60s aged out and became conservative over time. A lot of people who were 60s voters for JFK ended up being Reagan voters in the 80s. If you're young and conservative, you have no heart. If you're old and Democrat, you have fucking brain. So the saying goes. But on the left, man, there's so much hatred towards the elderly, towards the old, towards the other. Anyone who's not directly passing my purity test on the left is an other and must be kicked out. Right? You're not really here. I've filmed riots where people who were just there smashing windows next to people in Black Bloc 1 minute are now being beaten by the same people they were just breaking into stores with, because they said, I think we should leave a little bit here. Maybe we shouldn't take all this stuff. Or they say something. I don't even know what happens at the time. I'll be filming. La-di-da. We at the party. And all of a sudden, bam. This dude who was over here with his boys are now getting curb stomped by his boys. They call him a fascist, a traitor, a Nazi, a grifter, a fraud, X, Y, and Z. It's a constant purity test. You never fucking know with the left where you're going to stand when you're on the left. If you're on the right, you know where the left stands with and with each other. And you know where you stand. Alright, so let's watch this clip, shall we? Here you go. Mind you, the DNC this year hasn't even happened yet. This is already going on. Oy vey. And just to show you some of the articles I'm going to be getting into, look. Violent clash at DNC headquarters sparks concerns over convention security. That's the footage you're watching right now. Judge denies abortion rights group protest permit ahead of DNC. Good call. Democrats brace for anti-Israel protests at Chicago convention. Chicago's top cop says police are getting training to manage protests during the DNC. Yeah. Yeah. And I've talked about my coverage of the DNC before in past episodes. Again, go to listen to Tyson DNC. You'll find my coverage of it. Yeah, there is going to be a violent clash, I'm willing to bet, at the DNC this year. I'm not going. And I've advised people I know to get the fuck out of there and avoid that area as best as possible. During the 2020 season, I went down to Chicago and I filmed riots. I've seen what can happen. And for the average American, get the fuck out of there. Get your kids. You got some friends or family outside of town, go see them. Been a couple days there. You live anywhere near the DNC event. That being said, we'll wrap this up here. I've been your host, James Madison, and I will yap at you later.